Quarterback Nathan Rourke threw for 308 yards and a touchdown, leading the BC Lions to a 38-27 win over the visiting Ottawa Redblacks in CFL action Friday at BC Place. Rourke also ran for a pair of touchdowns, with James Butler, Kean Hatcher and Deontay Williams adding TDs for BC, 6-7. Defensive lineman Matthew Betts produced 4 sacks and kicker Sean White booted a field goal and 5 converts. The BC defense had a solid outing, sacking Ottawa QB Dustin Crum 7 times. Crum threw for 307 yards and a TD for the Redblacks, 4-9, who rallied late for a surprising 34-33 home win over the Lions the week before. Crum also rushed for 2 majors, with Justin Hardy adding a receiving touchdown and Lewis Ward kicking 2 field goals and an extra point. The BC offense was firing on all cylinders in the first half, scoring on its first 4 drives en route to a 28-13 lead at the break. Ottawa received the opening kickoff and were stymied when Betts picked up the first of his 3 first-half sacks, taking down Crum. BC then quickly marched down the field, with Butler scoring from 2 yards out on 3rd down 6 minutes into the quarter. White's convert made it 7-0 for the Lions. A minute later, Ward cut the lead to 7-3 with a 47-yard field goal. BC up the lead to 14-3 with just over a minute left in the quarter, when Hatcher took a pass from Rourke at the Ottawa 7 and battled his way into for the major. White added the convert. In the second quarter, Ottawa pulled within 4 at 14-10 when Crum scored from a yard out 4 minutes in. Ward booted the convert. BC quickly struck back with another long drive, highlighted by a 51-yard catch by Hatcher. Rourke scored on a 1-yard QB keeper with just over 9 minutes to play. White's convert upped the BC lead to 21-10. Ottawa was driving again, but another Betts sack forced them to settle for another Ward field goal, this time from 24 yards out with 3:52 left in the half, cutting the BC lead to 21-13. With 2 minutes to play, Rourke scored again from 4 yards out, with White's convert making it 28-13 at the half. Rourke had just 1 incompletion in the first 30 minutes. Addison had 9 catches for 117 yards at the midway mark for the Redblacks. After the break, the Lions quickly drove down the field, but on their 9th play of the drive, failed to convert on 2nd down deep in Ottawa territory. White's 13-yard field goal at 4:05 made it 31-13 for BC. The Lions' defense struck midway through the third, when a blitzing Williams strip-sacked Crum, recovered the ball and took it 41 yards for a touchdown. White's convert upped the BC lead to 38-13. Ottawa answered when Crum found Hardy in the end zone with 3:10 left in the quarter. The Redblacks' wideout did a nice job of keeping a foot in bounds on the grab. A 2-point conversion attempt failed. The Redblacks then managed a successful onside kick to quickly regain possession. The BC crowd grew quiet, perhaps recalling the Redblacks' stunning late comeback in the win over the Lions the week before in Ottawa. But the Lions' defense held firm, forcing a punt. Ottawa returned the favor, forcing a BC punt as the Lions entered the final quarter with a 38-19 lead. To begin the fourth quarter, the Redblacks drove deep into BC territory, but turned the ball over on downs when Crum was sacked on 3rd down by Josh Woods. The Lions then began to chew up the clock, with Butler producing several punishing runs before Ottawa made a nice 3rd down stop with 3 minutes to play. Ottawa managed a late touchdown when Crum scored on a 1-yard sneak with 33 seconds to play. He found Hardy for the 2-point conversion to make the final 38-27. Notes: Bradley Anae recorded his first career CFL sack for the Lions. The Lions lead the all-time series between the teams 5-3-2-5-2. Woods led the Lions with 8 tackles and Hatcher finishing with 97 yards receiving. Addison finished with 132 receiving yards in a losing cause. The Lions visit the Calgary Stampeders on Friday, September 19, 6:30 p.m., while the Redblacks host the Winnipeg Blue Bombers on September 20.